This is the Aviact Merli of 17th of May 2026, original date 11th of February 2010. On the birthday of Shiva, offer the Uk flower of anger to Bhaktada and become a mirror. With the practical proof of a pure household, bring revelation close. Today, all of you children who are sitting personally in front of the Father, or who are sitting everywhere in this land and abroad, are giving many, many greetings and congratulations with a lot of happiness in celebrating the Father's and your own birthday. You are sitting personally in front of the Father, and all you other children who are sitting far away are sending congratulations from your hearts with a lot of happiness, using the facilities of science. Have all of you who have come here come to celebrate the Father's birthday, or your own birthday too. This birthday is a unique birthday. Why is it unique? It is the Father's and the children's birthday together. There isn't another birthday like this in the whole cycle. Go around the whole cycle and see how it is a unique birthday. Bhaktada is asking all of you children, have all of you come to give greetings to the Father or to receive greetings from the Father? Bhaktada does not do anything alone, because this sacrificial fire was created when you took birth. Because Brahmins are needed for this sacrificial fire, so your birth also took place together with the Father's. The memorial of this is celebrated as Shivratri, and so the salagrams are also worshipped at the same time. Many, many salagrams are worshipped, so this birthday is a wonderful birthday. That is why this birthday is said to be as valuable as a diamond. Bhaktada is giving all his companion children multi-million-fold congratulations whilst amidst his multi-million-fold garlanded arms. This is also a sign of deep love in the hearts of the Father and the children. Bhaktada has promised you children that he will stay with you and go back with you. So, speak. You children have also made a promise to the Father, have you not? That you will stay together at the confluence age. You will stay together and you are doing world service together. You have to stay together and you will also fly together. So speak. You have also promised, have you not, that you will stay together, go back together, and rule in the world with Father Brahma. Have you promised this? Is it a firm promise? This is the speciality of this Shiv Jayanti. From Amrit Vela, Bhaktada saw that children from different places were sending congratulations and greetings with a lot of happiness. All of you are giving and also receiving greetings in person. Giving and receiving are together. How fortunate you children of God are who are celebrating the birthday in person. Everyone's face is very happy, filled with happiness and seen to be flying. On one side, Bhaktada is seeing the children's fortune, and on the other side, he is also seeing the devotees. Even now they are still calling out, come, whereas you are celebrating with him. Bhaktada has seen that the experience of the devotees is no less. What you are doing in a practical way, they are celebrating with such a good method as a memorial. You made a vow, vrat, and so they created a memorial of the fast, vrat. They observe the fast for one day or for some time. But which vow did you make? All of you have promised to make a vow in front of the Father, have you not? You have happily promised the Father, Baba, we will observe this vow for this whole birth, the Brahmin birth. So you have made this vow, have you not? Which one? That of purity. You have made this vow for one birth, but this vow of purity for one birth will continue for 21 births. They have a fast of food and drink for a short time, and they stay awake at night, jagran, staying awake, vigil. However, all of you, with this jagran for one birth, have come into the light from the darkness, and this jagran of yours will continue for 21 births. Throughout the whole world you have had such jagran that there will be ignited lights throughout the whole world. There will not be any darkness of sorrow or peacelessness. So, speak. You have brought the whole world from the darkness into the light, and so you like this unlimited vow, do you not? You don't find it hard work, do you? Is it easy or difficult? You find it easy. Those who find it easy, raise your hands. Do you not find it difficult sometimes? Maybe sometimes? No, because you know that purity is your birthright. This is why your purity is not just celibacy, but it is purity in thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. You are those who imbibe the sanskars of purity easily. So, you have had the thought for purity, but now, according to the time, Babdada is giving you a warning about the time, that just as you have had courage and made the vow of purity, considering it to be your original religion, in the same way the second evil spirit is anger. So today, Babdada is asking, you have made a vow and changed your attitude regarding the one great evil spirit. However, for the second evil spirit of anger, have you also had the thought to gain victory over that? Or have you given it permission because you think it is the second evil spirit? Anger comes in connection with everyone. Whenever you celebrate your birthdays, you give a gift to one another. And so today, just as the majority of you, moving with courage and with the Father's help, have gained victory over the first number, can you gain victory over anger in the same way? Any evil spirit will cause distress, and the evil spirit of anger comes in connection with others. It comes when you are in contact with others. When you have anger in your mind, you yourself are then compelled by that anger. You have come to celebrate the Father's birthday, and so today Babdada wants a gift of anger from you children of Bharat and you children abroad. Is this possible? Is it possible? Those who think that you can give it as a gift to the Father today, so that you don't have it in your minds or in your dreams, do you have the power to have such a thought and move forward with courage? Do you? So you have to give this thought to the Father with courage, that you will do it and claim a gift from the Father. Give it as a gift and receive a gift. If you gain victory over anger, you will then have the courage to become victorious over the others. Which of you think that you will give this gift and receive a gift from the Father? Those ones, raise your hands. Acha. You are waving your flags. Kumaris too. Just be careful. Seeing the children's courage, Bhaktada is very pleased. You are seeing this scene, are you not? Take a photo. Raise your hands again. Yes, take everyone's photo. When you celebrate a meeting at Amritvela every day, Bhaktada will give you greetings that you easily become an experienced soul at that time because of your courage. All of you stay at your own places. When people see that there are so many of you living together and also looking after your families, that you have not left your homes and families, but that you have created pure households, what will happen? The good wishes that all of you have for there to be a queue of souls, that queue will be visible. Anger is visible practically. They see in a practical way how you do not just speak of purity, but that you demonstrate it by staying pure. You want revelation, and so this is practical proof, and everyone will automatically be attracted by this and come here. But, should Baba tell you about the but? Should he tell you more? For the majority, the reason for anger is jealousy somewhere or other, and as well as that, when you see something, you have the seed of waste thoughts about it, and this brings anger. Waste thoughts are the seed. Anger arises with this seed, and one word is instrumental for this. If you finish this one word, the seed, it will then become easy. That one word is why. Why this? Why did this happen? Why did you do this? Why are you doing this? There is a long queue with this word, queue. Why? Queue. If you write queue in English, it feels so difficult, whereas if you write A, it is so easy. So today, Bhaktada wants you to finish this queue of questions. Then the desire that all of you have for revelation to take place quickly, for the flag of the Father's love to be hoisted in each one's heart, for the flag to be hoisted and the heart to sing the song, "Our Baba has come, sweet Baba has come," will be fulfilled. This is what you want, is it not? For the flag of revelation to be hoisted quickly in everyone's heart. The reason for this not happening is the language of K. Kiyu, why? Kya, what? Kaise hoga, how will it happen? So, finish this language of K, K. If you want to use the letter K, then speak of Kamal, wonder. Do not say K, K. When Bhaktada opened the children's boarding school, it was in Pakistan. In the beginning, Mother Jagadamba used to tell the children not to speak the language K, K. Who says K, K a lot? Crows. Do you like that? So now do not start a queue of why. Haji. Acha ji. Very good. We will do it together. We will fly. Speak such words. Can you change your language? Do not say K, K. Leave this Q, Q, Y, and that Q will start. Oak flowers are only offered to Shiva, and today you are celebrating Shivratri. You are celebrating the birthday of Shiva. So offer Arpan, this oak flower of anger, to Bhaktada, and you will become a mirror, Darpan. Do you like this? Do you like it? Acha. So now Bhaktada will receive the result when he comes again at holy time. Do not become tired. It did not happen. Do it while having faith in the intellect. I have to do this. And you raised your hands. To raise your hands means that you have given it to the Father. You gave it, did you not? Raise your hands again. Daddies, are you seeing this? You may applaud. Never lose courage. If it is reduced even a little, then have courage in future and do not just stop. Continue to move forward. Bhaktada is combined. You say this, do you not? You do not say that he is with you, but that he is combined. So, if anything happens at such a time, then Bhaktada is combined. So put it in front of him and offer it to him. However, Bhaktada wants all of you children to be number one. Anything that is given to you is entrusted to you. You raised your hands, which means that you gave it away, and so it is no longer yours. It is something valuable entrusted to you. So if it comes even in your thoughts, then do not be dishonest with whatever you are entrusted with. That is considered to be very bad. You cannot ask for anything that you have given away, because it is no longer yours. So today Bhaktada is seeing all you children everywhere who are looking at this on the screen and who are seeing everything with happiness and who also have that thought. Therefore, what will Madhaban and all the centres become? What will they become? All centres will receive the blessing of may you be free from obstacles. Do you like this? Do you like it? Bhaktada knows that the circumstances will suddenly become such, because of sorrow and peacelessness, that all of you will feel mercy for all souls, because you are all ancestors, you are worthy of worship, and also ancestors. Ancestor souls cannot bear to see the sorrow or disturbance of any soul. Whoever you have love and mercy for, you cannot bear to see their sorrow. So the Father thinks that before the time transforms you, you should experience the reward of the attainment of your efforts. It is not the time that is teaching you. The time is not your teacher. Unholy, none of you should write a long result for yourself. There isn't time to read those. Bhaktada told you earlier too, just as you receive a blessing card, which is so small, simply write OK on that. Simply write the word OK. If while making effort you did something wrong, then put a line through the OK. It is easy, is it not? Do not waste so much paper. If it happens more times, then just continue to add a line each time. Once, second time, third time, and send it to Madhaban before Holi. You may send them all together. Teachers should send them. Then Bhaktada will receive the result as to who is number one in this. Bhaktada will then give you a gift of multi-millionfold love from the heart. Acha. There are double foreigners, are there not? Raise your hands. You will claim a number, will you not? We will see if those from abroad claim a number, or those from Bharat do. It is good. Bhaktada does not see everyone as just those in whom there is hope, but he wishes to see all of you in the form of lamps of the Father's hopes, who will definitely fulfill the Father's hopes. What will Madhaban do? Those from Madhaban, raise your hands. Down below, up above, all of Madhaban, wave them. Acha. Madhaban should claim a number. You should claim it, should you not? Everyone copies Madhaban very quickly, so it is good. Acha. All of you children everywhere who remain combined are seeing and also listening. And those who are not hearing it now will definitely hear it through the Murli anyway. But Dada is giving multi-million-fold greetings and congratulations to all the sweetest and loveliest children everywhere who are loving and cooperative with the Father. As well as this, Baba is also giving you the thought to hoist the flag of revelation as quickly as possible. Do not depend on the time. Do not make the time your teacher, since the Father is your Father, teacher, and Satguru. Be just like your mother, Jagadamba. She claimed the number with just two things. The Father spoke, and Mother Jagadamba did. She made such intense effort and claimed the number. All of you believe that, do you not? So follow Mother Jagadamba. Acha. Everyone please accept love and remembrance and many, many blessings from the heart. As well as this, seeing the children as masters, Baba is saying Namaste to you. Babdada has asked all the zones to send a list of heirs and mics, influential mics, so that on hearing their experiences, others can be inspired to become that too. Mics who are able to satisfy anyone, all the zones should send their list. Today, Babdada saw that Delhi has sent a list. Babdada is congratulating you. If all the zones send this list, you will be given the result of how many heirs are ready. It will be checked. It isn't that if a list is sent, it will be believed. It will be checked secretly. Acha. You received congratulations and greetings in the beginning, and even now Babdada is taking the name of each child into his heart and giving you multi-million-fold congratulations. The Father has a picture in the subtle region of all the children who have emerged. Babdada celebrated the birthday of the children, and the children celebrated the Father's birthday. Congratulations to both. Acha. Blessing. May you be loving to everyone, and keep your record good by giving everyone regard. To the extent that you give everyone regard, you accordingly keep your record good. To give regard to others means to keep a good record for yourself. Just as being a helper of the Yajna means to receive help, in the same way giving regard is receiving regard. Give once and claim a right to receive it many times. Generally, it is said, give love to the young ones and regard to the elders. But those who consider everyone to be their elder and give them regard are loved by everyone. For this, make the lesson of you first firm in every situation. Slogan. To remember the teachings that you receive from Babdada at the right time is to make intense effort. Avyakt signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Those who do all-round service must especially understand that you only receive success over any adverse situation when your stage remains constant and stable. When you mix the dictates of your own mind, of body consciousness, or of a shudra with Srimad, your stage doesn't then remain constant or stable. When your mind is tasting various different things, your stage too varies. When your mind always tastes the one sweetness, your stage will also remain constant and stable. Om Shanti.